This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you.
Good evening and welcome back to another live show on The People Speak. Today is Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. I am Sophia Ray, your host for the night. The People Speak encourages audience participation by calling in questions or comments toll-free in Canada or U.S. at 1-888-429-5471. For more information on upcoming shows and guests, visit bbsradio.com and search for The People Speak. Tonight's guest is Joseph Barber, a United States Army veteran. He is the owner of Freedom or Anarchy, Campaign of Consciousness, an alternative media and information site that is dedicated to truth, true journalism, freedom and human rights, and the truth movement. Welcome, Joseph. Good to have you on here.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
And, you're welcome. Do we have any guests with you? Are you with anybody right now?
Yeah, I'm with my wife, Suzanne. I'm 30 years. She's my hero.
Well, so we never had you on a show. Your form is pretty new, and I'm talking about Freedom or Anarchy, Campaign of Conscious. Let's give a little bit of background history. So you're an ex-Army Rangers. You served the military in that country. Thank you very much.
I learned quite a bit. Call it an education, you might say.
It helped
me become a nonviolent person, more or less.
So tell us exactly, how did you come into this black spot you got going on here, this Freedom or Anarchy Campaign?
Well, actually, when I started Freedom or Anarchy Campaign of Conscience, the blog was meant to help my son at school because he had wanted to speak out about what they were teaching, and he didn't know how to do it. And so me and him started this blog. I never had any intention of it to go any further than what it was, just to be an education program for him to be able to get his voice. So he wasn't agreeing with what he was being taught. He was questioning it. So it went from there. And more people came to me. They wanted to write. They wanted to have a way to express themselves and their voice to where they didn't have it in other places without being criticized or set aside for doing so. A lot of people are afraid to do that nowadays. So they just sit silently in their homes and do nothing to make change. Everybody's been waiting for this change to come about. Little do they know, we are the change we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. So it started, go ahead.
Well, as we went through with it, it got on to bigger and deeper things. I started doing more and more research, and I actually became, one of my colleagues calls me a expert researcher. I find this information everywhere, but the information that I look for is not in the media. It's more in communities around the world. If I want to know something in Syria, I'll go to the smallest community in that country and go to the smallest newspaper, or talk to people that are eating out of a restaurant that serves 50 people. Get the working man's opinion of what's going on in that country, or what they feel. I try to take both sides of the story for anything, but I allow the people themselves to make the story, not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have a wide variety of things on there. I seen your recent post was about police shootings. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about, the police shootings and everything that's going on right now?
Okay. I have friends that are in law enforcement. I respect law enforcement. But the law enforcement today is not what I grew up with, where they protected the community and they served the community. Now it's militarized. It's a totalitarian state. It's a police state. You don't have to be doing anything, pretty much, without to get in trouble. Okay? They act under the color of authority. They're abusive. They're violent. They will kill you for a $60,000 a year job that these guys get paid. They'll kill you, murder you, lie, cheat, and steal. Get up on the stand and take an oath and commit perjury against you, all for profit. Because, see, in today's society now, it is no longer 12 members of our community, a jury of our peers. It's been turned into a pay-for-profit system. So the truth of it is, justice has been taken out of the hands of the people and placed in the hands of stockholders. That's not justice. That's not justice. That's totalitarianism. Everything that Hitler did in Germany, you got to remember, was legal, including killing 50 million people. And it's going to happen here in America today. They're doing it every day. You're breaking a law right now, probably. I'm breaking a law. We're probably breaking a law, some political aspect of it, because we're not politically correct, because we're speaking out against law enforcement or the government. I'm not going to be governed. Those that are governed choose to be slaves. To be governed is to be watched, spied upon, taken advantage of, coerced, conformed, told what to do, told what to eat, told what to wear, told how to live. I can't do that. And I won't, I'm not going to sit down and admit that to anybody and say, well, I got to conform. If I was allowing them to take away my right to free speech, my right to my human right to the Second Amendment, to protect myself, no matter if it meant taking another person's life, I allow them to take that from me, but then I allow them to take that from my son or my daughter. And so does every other American citizen. And that's a crime and shame that nobody will stand up and say anything about it. Because you're not taking my weapon. I don't care if I didn't pay child support once. They took my driver's license. Now how the hell am I supposed to get back aboard to work? These are the hypocrisies of the laws. Okay? You're not going to take anything from me. I was born and raised sovereign. I believe in God 100%. I believe in my countrymen, my countrywomen. I don't believe that we need government. I believe most people can govern themselves. I believe that they can stand free on their own and stand their ground, turn around and feed and love their neighbor. They don't need to be a nation of criminals, which we all are anyway. We're criminals just by the simple fact that we live in America. We're worse off than most people in other countries. People don't seem to realize that, but you think that you've got these freedoms. You don't have freedoms. You have exceptions. These exceptions will only go so far until they choose they want to take it from you. Say your property. Asset forfeiture. You were growing a marijuana plant in your backyard. Whoopty, freaking deer. Now there goes your house. But by the time you get said and done with it, your house just went from $300,000 to $3 million. You're never going to get it back. You just lost everything you worked for. All over a marijuana plant. Should you have it? No. Everybody should have a right to use or choose if they want to use drugs or not. The drug war is a joke, and they know it. The government puts more drugs and crime on the street than most of the criminals.
And how are they doing that? How are they putting the drugs on the street?
Let's put it like this. They arrested Escobar here not too far back, and they made this big old stink about it. Well, that's just one of many. Every single day coming across this border down here in California, there's methamphetamines coming across it. There's coyotes bringing people across and illegal immigration. They're bringing drugs across. These drugs are coming into this country, and they know it that it's coming into this country, and they allow it to come into this country. They didn't want drugs here.
Think that the military, you know, I'm going to include all military.
Do you think
the military is bringing this in?
You don't need military to stop drugs. What you need is aware communities.
Are they helping to bring drugs in?
Of course they are. How else do you think hundreds of thousands of pounds of narcotics, illegal narcotics, come into this country? And our government, supposedly one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world, doesn't know this is coming across our border. They don't know this. They don't have the intel. Please. I mean, I may only have a couple years of college and high school education, but I'm certainly not stupid, and common sense would tell me that we're being lied to. Same way with the World Trade Center when it got bombed. We got lied to. We'll never know the true truth, but there's no way that anything could be done unless it was a state-run operation. The government knows what's going on. Central Intelligence knows what's going on. They take this and turn around, and they're making money off of billions of dollars. They'll let some of these law enforcement officers go out there and bust 5 or 6, 7 of these bad criminals. The rest of them are going to keep selling that dope. You know why? Somebody's got to make that profit. Somebody's got to fill them paper-profit penitentiaries that they're putting up every day through CCS, the Criminal Corrections Corporation of America, build prisons worldwide. Their main goal is to build a prison. You come to that community, like the one up here in Atlanta, an immigration prison. A federal facility, what it is the paper profit. They're guaranteeing, that community has a guarantee they're going to fill 300 beds. Well, how do you guarantee you're going to arrest 300 people and fill 300 beds for a year? That means that crimes that weren't normally major crimes, like a misdemeanor or a class D misdemeanor, now becomes maxed out. It's a misdemeanor, you get a year, $5,000 fine or $1,000 fine, now you're maxed out, boom. It's a paper profit. Every time you go into the courtroom, you'll sit in front of that judge, and you just go in there and sit one day and watch and calculate how much money that judge makes. The judge isn't a judge anymore. He's an auditor. That man's in there collecting that money. Had a police officer here in Oceanside, California the other day tell me, I watched him giving a homeless woman who is obviously, she wasn't right in her head and stuff. Didn't know what she was doing and where she was, really. And she wasn't drunk, wasn't on drugs. She just had issues. And for me, I think that we should be caring for the weak. That's the duty of the fucking patriot, to care for the people. And why would I have anything to do with a democracy when they want to take a democracy? They're supposed to, the minority is the weakest person. The majority in a democracy overruns them. I mean, an individual of all people, is the greatest minority in the world. And they take our rights away from us daily. This homeless person got a ticket. Now, I asked this officer, he asked me, what are you looking at? So I'm looking at you, man. He goes, excuse me? I'm looking at you, boy. Why are you giving that homeless woman a ticket? I mean, you obviously know she ain't right and she can't pay the ticket. Oh, well, we'll just go down to Brother Beano's where it's the homeless shelter and they'll pay it. So you're taking the money that's meant to go to these homeless people to help them, to pay the tickets to give to the city. So you're ripping off the poor. You bastard. And he wanted to give me a ticket. Give it to me. I've been ticketed for beating people. I've been ticketed for being kind. Now, that tells you about the world today. People walk by and there's no humanity, and humanity as a whole. See, my doctrine is give every other human being every right you claim for yourself. The most important kind of freedom is to be who you truly are. And a lot of people trade that in for some type of role that they've grown up to have or trade for a sense of an act that they want to be in, you know, and give up your ability to feel in exchange and you put on a mask, okay? There can only be certain things that you, on a large-scale revolution, and until that can happen, it has to be a personal revolution. You have to change yourself and see the world for what it is. You know, and on an individual level. It's got to happen inside first. See, I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice, no matter who it is for or against. I'm a human being first and foremost. And as such, I'm for whoever and whatever benefits humanity as a whole. But people won't look at it that way. These officers are corrupt. They're looking, most of them were bullies in high school anyway. And I got friends, one of them helped me, he's L.A. County Sheriff, actually. He wanted to write an article, it's called Cops Are Trained Liars. But he couldn't put it in his name because he belongs to a brotherhood. La Navidad. See, just like in Mexico, this brotherhood, all these officers, they're not going to turn on one another. They will do whatever it takes for the state. Now that is totalitarianism. Criminal.
We have a caller in the line. And caller, are you still with us?
Back in California. Joseph, good to hear you. You sound like a typical American. As I understand it, you're an ex-ranger and a former state trooper. And I was wondering your stance on gun control. Don't you think that some people should not have guns? I mean, we have so many mass shootings. Shouldn't there be a stricter gun control?
Guns, it's not the people that kill people. Guns don't kill people. People, bad people do. And I think gun control, I think it should be regulated. I think that people should be trained in weapons. I believe that they should have a right to be trained in weapons. I believe they have a right to defend themselves. I believe it's a basic human right. No constitution or state should be allowed to say, well, we're going to tell you you can't defend yourself and you don't have a right to defend yourself. Because you have a marijuana license, you can't get a weapon permit. See, there's certain things that's so far-fetched from it, and it's got way out of hand. Every human being has a right to defend himself. Whether he's mentally sound or not, he still has that right. We live in America.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that there be no, are you saying that people who have a violent past history should be allowed access to guns? I mean, like if they've been, hurting other people?
Well, if someone has a violent past history of hurting other people and you know he's going to do it again, well, obviously not. If you know the person's pretty as a loon, well, obviously not. I mean, it's common sense, man. But there are a lot of other things and issues that are thrown into that. Maybe this guy had a fight with his wife. It was equally a domestic thing. But now he's scarred. It may never happen again. Maybe it will. Who are we to say? Well, I mean, are we going to start this, have this preemptive thing before anybody does something, go arrest them? I mean, come on. We can't regulate everything. How many people have a right to defend themselves? You want to have a firearm, you need to go down. I don't believe you should have to have a particularly, the state know exactly what you have. I don't believe the state has the right to know all your personal info. I don't believe the state has the right to come into your home and tell you, well, you can't have this gun, you can't have that gun, but you can have this gun. Oh, okay, you can have this one. Oh, shit, that cannon you can have, but you can't have this pistol. I mean, see,
okay.
If you're buying, no. I mean, there's people that are not fit for it, of course. I mean, it's common sense. Common sense makes everything basically sense.
Well, I wanted you to also talk about our current president, good or bad. What do you think? Thank you.
Donald Trump. You want to speak? I'm getting yelled at here about this now, and I'm probably going to be. I personally don't care for Donald Trump. I'd rather have him than Clinton. Clinton was deep. Clinton, we won't even go there. Okay? Murdering, trifling. But Trump, I believe he's a. See, America is at its basic principle. Everybody else is like, yeah, we're a republic. But we are not. We were founded as a corporation.
Right. I agree with that. We are.
Okay, you can look at that and look it up. Now, Donald Trump is a corporate businessman. If anybody's going to be the best to run a corporation, it'd be Donald Trump. Right? He's going to make money. I believe he's going to do a good job. I may not care for the dude, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to do a good job. I think he will. If anybody would just get the hell out of his way and let him do what he's trying to do without throwing all the wrenches into the gears before he even gets started, well, this man might do something for us. But you've got all these components out here.
Well, Joseph, what's with all the investigations into him? There are like five organizations, you know, intel agencies. Maybe he's a crook.
He's a crook. Maybe he is. And he hasn't been proven in a court of law yet. You're going off the propaganda that the biggest propaganda machine in the world, the media, is telling you all this shit. You believe that that man deserves fair justice just like anybody else. He let him get in front of a jury of his peers or his stockholders that it might be paying for him to go to a paper proper penitentiary. But he has the right to that justice. He has the right to everything and equally as you do. To make assumptions on anything, that's not going to ask yourself. That's ignorant. Why would you make an assumption that because of what you hear, hearsay, and conjecture, which is not admissible in court law anyway, that this man did this? They started out on him before he even was in the office. You got big money, Clinton. You got Obama and his crew. This Black Lives Matter let me square this way right now. Black lives matter, right? Or any lives matter. All life matters. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow, or green. All life matters. The problem with people is they just can't see it. They're too ignorant, and they're stuck in their old historical, give me an acre and a mule. Well, I don't know you shit. With all due respect, forgive me.
So is Black Lives Matter, is Black Lives Matter a race propaganda to start race wars?
A race war? The only way it is to be a race war is if people are going to be so ignorant to step into that matter and go, well, I'm black, so yeah, maybe they do owe me. How about just being a human being, not no color? Well, I come from a Native American father, an Italian mother, both of them in their own right were minorities or set aside and marginalized. My grandfather, when he came here, was a WOP, and they were without papers. All right? So we got discriminated against growing up in southern Alabama. I watched black people hung. I seen the cruelty and how they were treated. Do I agree with it? No. Did I live through it? Yes. Do I understand? No.
Right,
I don't understand.
Right. Let me go back to Trump a little bit, and you were mentioning the propaganda. Now, are they using fake news to seize the change that he's trying to bring into America?
The biggest and best thing that
fake
most...
I'm sorry.
That most countries, if you do a little bit of research, and I hope I didn't run that guy off, you know, but he needs to get his facts right. The propaganda machine in America is the media. Every large country has it. It's how they control the people. You remember, when we get in the army, the very first thing they teach us when we go to another country is to win their hearts and minds. You know why they teach you that? Because they've already done it to you from elementary school up. They've indoctrinated you to believe that it's a certain way, this is the way we got to be because we're American. No, we're fucking human beings. It's not that way. It doesn't have to be that way. What it has, I mean, to have a nonviolent society, it's the key and purest democracy that there is out of our own gun. People can say anything they want about Trump. I particularly don't care what they do. I didn't vote for him. Matter of fact, I don't vote. I don't vote because I'm not going to be any part of what y'all go to and conform to a government to say and believe that your votes actually mean something. If it meant something, they'd make it illegal. Okay? There's nothing that has changed in this country since the founding of it. Most Americans today have lost or forgotten the truths that have made us free and kept us free. Mm-hmm. The government has come to Tower of Babel of written laws. They've forgotten to stand for the people the way it should be. They turn around and enforce rules upon you that are so inflammatory that people don't even have a right, sometimes can't even breathe. Myself, for an example, the establishment. When I started speaking out, I was harassed a lot, law enforcement, even by some of my own friends. They didn't tell me I'm sorry. Don't you tell me you're sorry. And then turn around and abuse me. And then if I assault you for abusing me, I just assault an officer. You can lock me up in the penitentiary. But then I meet you later on after work over at the pool hall. Hey, I'm sorry, Doc. That's my nickname. But no, say, I don't go for that. But see, and excuse my language here, you either fight, fuck, or get off the fence. You either stand true and honest for what you believe, or you become a hypocrite. It's as simple as that. And if you're going to conform to the act, like Trump, what can you say? He's a corporate businessman. America is founded as a corporation. The day that people think that we want some war of independence. No, what we did was win a trade war. We come up with an agreement. Now the king got his fair share. And he sent his security guards home. It's no different today than it was then.
You say so change comes from within. So you're about change, right? And you're willing to adapt and to change and, you know, especially for the better things. Now, if change comes from within, then how do we bypass all of the bullshit that we're fed through the education system throughout our whole entire life, which equals up to one big fat lie.
Because
so
you educate yourself.
How do we change ourselves when the system's not changing?
The system may not change.
Mm.
You better change. You know what? Let me put it like this. When Jesus Christ asked people to have a revolution, i.e., he is here, he's come, the kingdom, what he's telling is you got to make a personal change within inside you. You don't have to, whatever you've been taught to believe, no one is ever born to hate. They weren't born discriminating against people. They were taught that. Everything that's in the human being has been taught. That's why I teach my children to be free thinkers. I teach them to question everything. If they say it's blue, find out if it's blue. Don't take it for granted that that's what it is. If the media tells you that Trump's doing this, do your own research. Get up off your fat asses, get out of your homes, and do something. Stand up and be counted. You're Americans, by God, man. Americans need to stand up. They need to speak out. We got veterans, our own veterans, sleeping up on the bridges. We got this giving money to immigrants and Muslims. And I got nothing against any other race, Muslim or whatever. If they need help, fine. But we need to help our own first. We got people who we promised things. We promised them these benefits when they came home, and they got nothing. 23 soldiers or veterans today commit suicide in this country. A lot of people don't seem to understand why that is. Why don't they go back and look at the vaccines they gave them before they sent us overseas? And what happened when we got there with them vaccines? I've been questioned by that. I've been hounded by the FBI for even suggesting. I get the FBI come to my house for something I took out of a field manual. The Army field manual and the Boy Scouts field manual. A manual that I learned to get my Eagle Scout badge with. Yeah. I put it together and called it an American Patriot Insurgency Manual. Basically telling people in case of urban combat, if something happened, how you take care of yourself. And basically you do it in a nonviolent manner. But also, too, in order to protect yourself, you must be willing to kill another human being. And I don't wish that on anybody. I know what it feels like. I know what you have to carry with you the rest of your days. But you cannot be afraid to stand your ground and stand for what you are as a human being, your family, your friends. You can't let the government turn around and tell you that you got to tell on your neighbor. Go tattletale. Well, no. My neighbor, his name is Bob. We had dinner last night. You want to know about Bob? You go ask Bob.
You know what, John? I hate to cut you off. I don't want to cut you off at this moment, but I have to take us into a quick break, okay? So I'm going to cut us into a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
With over 150 million registered users, Pal Talk is the largest video chat community in the world, with over 300 Pal Talk support staff speaking dozens of languages to help you enjoy your online experience. Meet new people across town or country or continent while chatting about your interests. Sing live karaoke, listen to music, join a lively political debate, or play group trivia in one of thousands of chat rooms in various categories from your PC, mobile, or tablet device. Joining Pal Talk is free and easy. Go to paltalk.com and become part of our friendly community today.
This land is yours.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact our world and make a difference. That's The People Speak, every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you and me. one bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office. I saw my people and they stood there hungry, and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.
And we are back on The People Speak. I am Sophia Ray, and we are here with Joseph Barber. I'm not sure if I mentioned that Joseph is my uncle. I haven't seen my uncle here, Joseph, in like 2 decades. What's going on with that? But anyways, welcome back, Joe. I like what I hear. You're speaking really well. I wanted to talk to you about 9/11 attacks. What is your opinion, your outtake? Let us know. Let us have it.
Well, my opinion on 9/11 has nothing to do with all the videos you see and all these people telling you this conspiracy thing and all that. My truth is, it is a state-sponsored operation. The United States government did it to start the wars because they wanted to take all wars are bankers' wars. They wanted to get into a reason to go to Iraq, the Middle East, natural resources. I mean, look at the people surrounding it. Dick Cheney, George Bush, Jim Baker,
his brother,
his father, all these people, corporate business. Dick Cheney operates and runs the largest petroleum company in the world, Halliburton. It was all, and has always been, bankers' wars. Look at your Congress. Look at your Senate. How many of them have investment in a military-industrial complex? How much money are they making off a war, off the death of other people? We certainly ain't going over there saving anybody. Where have we had one thing showing some hero saving somebody? If anything, we're killing hundreds of thousands of people under the idea that we are there to protect them. Anybody that I've ever known, talked with, and even myself, we're told, we don't want you here. It's our war. It's a civil war. Well, I mean, how much more simple can you get? But America, the government, will go to any country and take what they want, and they'll kill for it. They have power to do it. It was a state-run operation. There's no way you can come in this country. I don't believe it. And take over a bunch of airlines without being shot down, or even getting past all the security. If that's the case, I'll never fly again. Then you get the building. Yeah, exactly. I've not just with the videos and stuff you see. I have friends that were demolition most of their lives. And that's what they do. They tear shit up, blow it up. That building didn't come down naturally. It came down in a controlled fall. Simple as that. All those people died for a reason. They died for a reason. They died to help these people make more money. It's always about money. Any war they get into is about money. It's not about your freedom. They said Vietnam. We're liberating the Vietnamese. Really, at that time in history, we're going through one of the largest housing booms this country's ever seen. Where do you think all that timber come from? All that defoliation that they were putting on them trees, they were doing that, what, to bring the Vietnamese out? Well, why would you defoliate the countryside when the Vietnamese were on the ground? The simple fact, all people got to do is go get a book and read it. Every library in America, on every community, you got a library, you got books. You believe something isn't right, you have a duty to go find out, not to anybody else, to yourself. Or do you want to live a lie? Me personally, I was taught to question everything, especially if it comes from the government. The government's not looking out for you. The government doesn't give a crap about you. What the government wants is your tax dollars. Taxes on a lot of things that constitutionally are illegal. Okay? Just like driving down the road. Each individual state has its entity called Department of Motor Vehicles. You got to go and register your vehicle. Nothing in the Constitution or the law says I got to give register my private property with any state. I have a right to take my chariot as long as I'm using it for non-commercial uses. And I'm making money with it. Down that road, I don't need to register it. I don't need to sign shit. I am not going to sign any social contract with them. And I don't. I have it my whole life. People want to believe what the media tells them, that Osama bin Laden did this. Osama bin Laden didn't have the power to squat. Okay? He was a religious dude. He has some power. He had a little cult that's going on over here in Afghanistan fighting their tribal wars. A little bit of terrorism going on here and there. Most of you know how you stop terrorism? Stop participating in it. You stop giving them the weapons. Right now, Syria, most of the ISIS is a group that was the Taliban, was the Mujahideen. They change names all the time. Who do you think gave them them weapons? They gave them the same weapons that they gave their people in Iraq or Afghanistan, or the same weapons they gave to fight against our own troops, to kill our own boys, our own brothers, sisters, and sons. Our own government's done this. And it's not that hard if people would get out their butts, like I said, and get out there and do the research. Freedom of Information Act. You may not get what you need at the particular time, but you don't take no for an answer. If you take no for an answer, you might as well just go over there like a sheep. You know, sit over there. That's the problem with it. It's not the problem that the people don't protest or non-violence. They don't protest enough. They don't get out there and speak out about the murder, the crime, the things that they see wrong. That's what's wrong with the country. That's what's wrong with the world.
Let me ask you another question. This is kind of on another topic here. So I want to jump over and see where you're at here. Aliens, UFOs, working with the government. So what do you know about this? Is this fake news? Is this real news? Are there aliens in your opinion?
In my opinion, I believe other species, yes. I believe there's other species. I mean, what? Look at us and look at our world. Our world is a living organism, every part of it. I mean, our world's going to be here long after us assholes are gone. There's got to be. Mathematically, another species in the galaxy or in the universe. Otherwise, it'd be a waste of space, yeah, as my wife said. I mean, I believe there is. Now, working with the government, I ain't going up for falling in for all that.
But what if they're here with us? What if they look just like you and I and walk amongst you and I? But they're in other, you know, you just can't tell it's them. Now, what if Earth was the only place in the universe and everything, you know, all dimensions, all realities, all realms in the whole universe is Earth? So everything is already here.
Well, everything evolves around here and evolves around Earth. Well, if that were true, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, you know, but I don't believe it. Mathematically, it's impossible. But I believe there are other species in the galaxy and in the universe. I believe that just as much as I believe that our God may not be someone else's God. And what one person believes doesn't necessarily mean that they're wrong. I believe that we are all a species or entity connected in one form or another. If there are other beings out there, hey man, I hope to meet one someday. Take me the hell away from here. I'll jump on a spaceship in a heartbeat.
Do you ever feel like there's other species, entities that are just like right in your face, that, you know, that are unappreciated, that go unappreciated? For instance, let's say language. Language is a living species by itself. Communication is a living species by itself. You know, thinking is also a living species by itself.
Of course it is.
So,
cool. I mean, if you have any of these out there, I haven't had the opportunity or the good fortune of meeting it yet or having a chance to experience it. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you right now, I wouldn't pass it up. And if our government is doing anything like that, I mean, I don't know. You know, you would think if they were, that we would probably be living a lot better and we wouldn't be doing what we are. I would have to think that if any species that has the technology to come here from some distant place didn't come here to be like Star Wars and destroy the world, I just can't see that. I mean, it's not logical. And if so, and our government is working with such type beings, why haven't they taken a lesson from them? Why did they come here in the first place? And what brought them here? Why? Was something wrong with their planet? Did they do something? Why? And did they come here and find out we're just as bad or worse than what caused them their own demise?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to teach us, maybe? Well, so we sure as hell don't seem to be listening. I mean, our government, no government listens to anything other than what it wants. And that's greed. People should never be afraid to stand up against it.
For those who are still hanging in here with us here in the People Speak, I'm going to share Joseph Barber's website. It's josephfreedomoranarchy.blogspot.com. Again, it's josephfreedomoranarchy.blogspot.com. Is there anything else that we got just about 10 more minutes here left of our show. Is there anything that you're real heartfelt about, something very passionate that you just want to speak about and just, you know, reach to those who are listening?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, of course.
I'm heartfelt, passionate about, I think that families
mm-hmm.
have lost their way. Even in my own family, I see that. I believe that people have taken themselves too far away from God. And I believe in God. And nobody can tell me any different. I mean, people say, how do you know God's real? I don't. But all he asks you to do is believe and have faith. That's all. There's nothing bad coming by doing the right thing or loving your fellow man or being compassionate. See, those are the things that the blind can see and the deaf can hear. That's important to me. I think that the drug use in America and among the young kids has gone so far out of hand that it's destroying families. I myself, a couple years back, 2012, my oldest boy committed suicide due to drugs and stuff. Hardest thing I ever dealt with in my life. I've watched my kids go through it. I watch their peers influence them to use this stuff, and it's like a battle for them every day to go out there in the street and in our society, and people just walk on by and don't do anything. You can't count on the police. You can't count on your school teacher. You can't count on the drug store operator or the 7-Eleven operator to do anything. It has to begin in our homes. See, back when I grew up, they sit you around the kitchen table and you talk. They don't do that anymore. I mean, look, my grandparents were Italian. They came from Italy, and they were resistance fighters against Mussolini and Hitler. And my grandfather, boy, he had some stories. My dad was a Native American, Cherokee, where his family heritage goes back to the 500-year wars, where 500 million Native Americans were slaughtered or killed, the largest genocide in the world. But you don't read that in your school books, do you? And my mama, she was a hippie. So you can imagine the conversation around the kitchen table. And I got pictures of her standing in front of Washington, D.C. with signs, burning the White House, bringing our troops home. Love, peace, all that crap. Now, her idea of it was a lot different. I mean, she even warned me against standing up against the establishment and protesting and doing what I've done and making these articles. She goes, if once you start, you will not be able to stop. And if you do, you will be discredited. And if you don't, you will be discredited. It will cost you your job. It will cost you your home. Your friends will walk away from you. People will look at you indifferent. and it'll never be the same. I thought, well, you bullied her, Mom. God, come on, you're blowing it out of proportion. She was right. Everything she said would happen has, including being detained. I've been detained, taken from my home, and detained for 90 days. Never seen the judge, never nothing. Set in a cell. 90 days or so later said, don't write no more. Go home. Next time you might not go home. First thing I did was come home and write about it. I made my peace with God, and I believe in God. There's a lot of things in this world that I don't understand. And the very one thing that I feel so much shame for is that my countrymen and women allow the veterans and poor to sleep on the street. That they allow them to, city council to, well, make a law saying, well, you can't feed that person.
Hating. Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I have to apologize to one of our listeners out there. It totally slipped my mind. Hating, if you're still there and you're still listening, please call back. We'll get you on right now. We got about 5 minutes. If you are still there listening, please call back from Florida. Again, that was Hating. I'm sorry, Joseph. You know, we had a caller that did call in.
Oh, no, please. I'd love to hear from her.
Yeah, I believe it's him. And maybe he will call back. I'm sorry, you were in the moment, and I just kind of just realized.
Well,
that
I apologize. If she wants to call me personally, she can.
You personally, okay? So, and he said if you want
to
call him personally,
has a right
you
to
can
speak
go on his website,
JosephFreedom.
So, JosephFreedom or anarchy.blogspot.com, and all the information is there. I'm sorry about that. So go ahead and continue on if you remember right where I kind of just called out.
Are you talking to me or the young lady?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Well, I was talking about it. Families, kids.
Right.
Especially the men in this country. The men in this country have become fools, hypocrites. They sit there and...
Joseph, I got to cut you off again. I'm sorry. But Hating, let's put Hating in. Hating, you are on The People Speak with Joseph Barber. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Barber, would it be correct to categorize you as a sovereign citizen? Is that what you consider yourself?
Oh, I see. I am a sovereign, yes. You can take that sovereign citizen crap that the FBI and the federal government want you to believe that we're these radicals that go out there and break the law and do all this thing against the Constitution, against the people and the communities that they want you to believe. That's not me. Okay? I am a sovereign. I'm not a sovereign citizen. I'm a sovereign American. Okay? I'm a federal citizen born on federal ground, Camp Depot, Maryland, United States Army Center. Okay? My father was in the military.
But you're that type of person that they mean when they say that, right?
Well, yeah, I know exactly what it means when they say that. They have put into the people's heads that sovereign citizens are criminal, bad types. You got to stay away from them, shoot at cops, all this other stuff. I know, they're criminals. But most of it is they set up a lot of people I know of personally. And a sovereign, I am more obligated to obey the law than the common citizen. As a sovereign, I am more obligated to follow the rules of God, not man. I am to protect my fellow human being, to stand by the community which I am trying to support. This is a sovereign. What the government wants you to believe is that there's a bunch of pissed off radicals running around and they're going to just bring down the whole country. Well, you know what? 99% of the sovereign citizens of this country are good, hard-working, honest, God-fearing people. And if you understand something, anything, other than the propaganda that you've been taught, the founding fathers, every one of them, were sovereign. They were sovereign citizens, and they believed in governing themselves.
We're going to have to wrap it up here in a few more minutes, so if you two can wrap it up real quick.
Go ahead,
I have another point here. Julian Assange, December of last year.
Yeah, Haiti, we don't have time. We don't have time for this.
Right.
I'm sorry I didn't get you in, you know, earlier, but right now I don't have time.
You personally or go to my blog, I'll continue to discuss it with you, my friend.
Yeah, Haiti, and if you
know... That's all right. I know what you're going to say already.
If you know what he's going to say, you... Haiti, I appreciate you calling back. Thank you. Joseph, you know what? Family is number one. Keeping our family together is most important, and our government does tear our family apart, and I have been victim of this as well without going into detail. I'm sorry about my nephew or my cousin, sorry, who I never met. I'm sorry. Like I said, we haven't been in contact for so long.
I wish you could have met him, sweetie. He is
know,
a beautiful boy.
Family is number one. But you know what? I really believe that, you know, it does come from within. I didn't get it into a lot of topics that I would have with you, but unfortunately, this is the end of our show. Again, you can catch Joseph at josephfreedomoranarchy.blogspot.com. I want to thank you, Joseph, for being here tonight. Thank you for the callers who called in. And for those who are listening, thank you. A big thanks to Don Newsom and Mike Kim, our engineer and producer. Let us unite through love and light. Everyone be good to each other and have a good night.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office, I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.